Hello and welcome to another Future of Real Estate podcast with me, Damien Wild. Surprisingly, in these lockdown times, this week we've taken the podcast on the road, or rather onto the towpath. There's good reason though. Sadly, for the first time in 24 years, the Land Aid 10K won't be running this year. However, the charity is creating a truly national event to bring together the real estate sector right across the UK with the Land Aid Quarantine. Each participant will donate £10 to sign up and have a small fundraising target of £50. And then participants have a week in mid-July in which to complete the challenge and post their time. I'm taking part and you should too. One of those who is Alistair Elliott, senior partner of Knight Frank. He and I went on a socially distanced training run along the river between Putney and Barnes. And we used the opportunity to talk about the event and the changes COVID means for transport, offices, retail and residential in London.
So Alistair, we're on a training run. We've only just started, so I think we'll be able to talk without panting. But we're training for the Land Aid 10K, which isn't happening in quite the same way this year. How are you approaching it?
With trepidation, if I'm honest, Damien, but I welcome the training opportunity. So yes, Quarantine, as it's known this year, is Land Aid's challenge to everybody to raise some money. Running, walking, I guess doing anything. 10 kilometres or 10 miles. I think we're going to try 10 kilometres today.
We're going to continue running along the river and use a couple of the landmarks as triggers. And we're here opposite Craven Cottage, home of Fulham. And they've knocked a stand down and they're redeveloping the stand. I think it's going to be a much more mixed experience over there. But it's both a symbol of how London's changing in some ways, and also that it highlights for me some of the things we won't be able to do for a little while. These are difficult times, aren't they?
Yes, I guess it's a moment because to some extent, a massive project that logistically is a nightmare whatever happens, but given the stadium is in much less use, perhaps they'll be able to fast track the project. But no, I understand the idea is to create a much more of a destination. I believe it's a two-year project before the Riverside Stadium, as it's called, or the Riverside Stand, forgive me, it is completed. Hopefully, well before that, it will be back in use as a stadium and people will be able to genuinely use all of the facilities.
Fabulous stuff. Are you a Fulham fan?
It'd be wrong to say I'm not a Fulham fan, but we go to Stamford Bridge.
Okay, well, we're across the river, so you'll be safe. Shall we carry on running? You said 10 kilometres today, not 10 miles. I think 10,000 steps is an option okay. For those taking part as well. But we'll go for the middle one, shall we?
Perfect.
So there's worse places to run, definitely along the Thames on a sunny Friday afternoon. So we're here by Hammersmith Bridge and closed to traffic, of course, for repair reasons, no other reason than that. But you know, there's people enjoying walking and cycling across, and London's going to change after COVID, isn't it? There's going to be more active transport, I think it's known as, and offices will change for very many reasons as well. How do you see things looking once we get back to whatever the new normal is?
I think it's difficult to judge whatever the lasting impact of this period will be, and of course it's been a ghastly period personally for many, but practically looking ahead, I've got no doubt that people will look at infrastructure and transport differently. It is bound to be that the move towards protecting the environment, more cycling, less cars, is going to remain very high on the agenda. As for the office space, there is so much anecdote or anecdotal commentary either ends of the extreme between offices will never be more valuable because people will realise how much they're needed to people saying it's going to change forever and we won't go back to the office. I've got a vested interest, of course, but my sense is people will realise ultimately that social interaction at a family, friend and work level will be a really high priority as we come out of this, and as a consequence I have no doubt that offices will have a very significant place in the marketplace. They will just be different. We've spent a long time over the last 12 months replanning our headquarters to be agile, with people sharing desks, with collaboration spaces, with lockers rather than pedestals by people's desks, and frankly that's going to be a challenge to properly use in the way it had been planned. So I think the office will have a very important place, and how it is used company by company will probably vary quite significantly.
Okay, I'm not back in the office. EG is not back in the office yet. You have been going back to the office, and I worry sometimes. I'm yearning to go back to the office, but I worry sometimes that the new normal is going to be like the old way, but with all of the fun bits gone. Is that a realistic fear?
Look, I think we are a residential and commercial business, and 3 or 4 weeks ago now, we were given the thumbs up to re-engage our residential businesses and open up our branches. Provoked a need from my perspective to offer some support in head office, which meant we should open up for those who had to or really wanted to be in, together with the fact that we can now do inspections, of course respecting all the protocols, inspections of commercial properties too, as the RICS have issued guidance upon. So yes, we opened HQ 3 weeks ago, and it's been an interesting experience. Those people who have come back, and we have put no pressure on anybody to come back, but those people who have come back are loving it, if I'm honest. And once they come back, they keep coming back. It's safe because we are obsessed with hygiene. We're completely respecting social distancing. I for one, hope that the government's messages continue to develop over the next few weeks, and we end up seeing more and more people safely coming back to the work environment. The biggest challenge for mass return is public transport, where we need much, much clearer guidance from the government over the coming weeks.
Okay, but you're seeing more people cycling, presumably, as you head into work.
We are. The slight problem with the encouraging of people to do what government and the mayor are advising is, you know, run, walk, cycle, is that for those like me that can't run very far without breaking into a significant sweat, as you see this afternoon, we can't really use our showers very efficiently. You know, there's a tremendous cleaning protocol around showers, and so, you know, that adds a dimension that will mean the practical numbers who come in and then require a shower will need to be carefully watched.
Okay, well, shall we push on? We're standing here in running gear recording an interview. I think people think we're two athletes.
Better do something.
Yes,
do
let's.
Something. No,
okay.
They do.
Let's put them right on that. So, Alistair, we're nearing the end, sadly or gladly. I'm not sure. I've enjoyed the company. We've just run through Barnes, not a typical high street, I'd say. And we've run, you know, just around the bend was a major residential project at the Stag Brewery. And there are two other markets that are changing. And perhaps putting Barnes High Street to one side, we ran past one of your offices as well. You know, the future for the high street and shopping centres does look slightly precarious in many cases. But Resi seems to be holding up a little better. Are those your experiences and expectations?
Yeah, I mean, as I said earlier, I think we opened our residential offices 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I've been really surprised at how genuinely busy they have been, lettings and sales. It seems counterintuitive. Partly that might be the pent-up demand of people doing nothing for the best part of 3 months, and there's always going to be some people who want to move house. Might be downsizing, might be upsizing, and everybody needs a home. London was growing quite aggressively, so I think the residential market, with interest rates historically low for what would seem to be an indefinite time, with London having a shortage of homes, there seems the likelihood that the residential market will hold up okay. We'll know more in 3 months. I think on retail, I'm not a retail expert, I don't come from a retail background, but of course I follow it very closely. And people who do know what they're talking about have sort of said what's happened in the last 3 months was going to happen anyway. It's just happened a lot more quickly. And although Barnes High Street is, of course, not typical, I think it's evidence that the High Street is going to go through a very radical change, knowing that we will still end up with a viable retail sector. It will just change its scale. And many shopping centres will change their emphasis, some will be redeveloped, high streets will need to be remodelled, we've been saying that for years. And if we generate a mix of uses for a high street that's appropriate to today, I think we can reintroduce the vibrancy that high streets used to thrive upon. We've all passed one of the pubs, well, ran I should say, passed one of the pubs that's open for takeaway service, and I know it's a beautiful
summer's evening there, but there were, what, 300 people outside.
Certainly suggests pent-up demand, doesn't it?
It does. Having a drink by the side of the river. So, you know, the demand's there if the right products are there, I guess.
OK, well, we've almost completed our 10K. I don't know about you, but when it comes to doing the quarantine, I might pick a cooler day before submitting my time.
I'll pick a cooler day. I know what I think we both deserved, and that is a long, cool drink a little later in the evening, which I should look forward to more than ever. But no, I've enjoyed your company, and I've enjoyed the challenge. And together with you, I know, I wish everybody who's taking up the quarantine challenge, I wish everybody well, and sign up and let's get on with it and raise some money for a fabulous cause to take a few more of our tragically homeless people off the streets.
Great, Alistair, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Alistair for that. I suspect I slowed him down. And that may well be the first and last episode of Running with CEOs. But I will be back with another Future of Real Estate episode soon. Thanks for listening.